Well, the new year is a great time to reevaluate vendor and software efficiencies to simplify operations. We met up with exhibitors at the NRF Big Show in Manhattan for the latest in video surveillance, business intelligence, shipment cost tracking, and mobile marketing.
Sure. Well, at Tyco Security Products, we have a long history in retail and jewelry store applications with our analog line. More recently, we've begun to move to IP product line with our Video Edge NVR and Illustra cameras. And one of the benefits of IP cameras, megapixel technology, is the ability to zoom in after the fact and get, you know, real detail, so you can tell the difference between whether it was just a necklace or whether it was a specific necklace, and what was shown to a customer or possibly lost after the fact. Yeah, our Lustra camera line actually has a great feature, which it zooms in and gets more detail around the person's face, which aids in actually determining them, getting a clearer picture of the customer, employees, etc. Like I stated earlier, we have long history in analog. Lots of customers with deployment of older DVRs, Intellex, and one of the benefits of our new IP line is we have one Victor client, a unified client, that can actually look at their older DVRs as well as their new IP location, on the one client.
Well, today, one of the great features of the new business intelligence tools is to be able to cluster stores in logical groups in order to merchandise them appropriately with the right products. And sometimes it might be about pricing tiers, in other words, price points, but it could also be about attributes of products. So one type of store may move products that have vivid colors, while other stores in the same price point may move products that are very different. It may be about sizing, for example. Clients in one group of the country or one area of a city are very focused upon sizing, length, or say in clothing it might be about a size musical, they call it. So clustering stores so you can begin to see exactly which products are moving with which demographic is a way to keep put the right inventory in the store and to put the right amounts of inventory in the store. You know, the great advantage, I think, of these software as a service tools today, we sell it. We have an application that sells where you can subscribe. So you submit your data, and it gets integrated into more of a standard type of package, which makes it very economical for small businesses. So they're not investing in software and development and systems and have to have people that actually do those things. So what they do is that they just simply collect the data from their management systems and post it in a very simple file, which then gets posted securely through what they call file transfer protocol. Very simple way to post it, like you would send an email. And then from there, we take that data and we process that against our systems and online. Now they can do their analysis and see how products are clustering, what groups and categories and sizes, colors, and materials are actually moving or are in stock across different groups and clusters of stores.
Well, so typically what we'll do is we'll go in and take a look at every shipment that goes through FedEx or UPS or any of our freight carriers, and we'll audit those shipments. So what that means is we get the information, we take a look at it and make sure that there's no overage fees or no what they call accessorial fees, which are fees that are just charged kind of, we call them oh-by-the-way fees, and we ensure that everything is charged properly. If shipments are late, we make sure that we get a refund on those. And then once we get all of those savings on every shipment, we take a small percentage of that as our fee, and then we pass the rest of those savings on to our clients. You know, our analytics suite is probably best in the industry when it comes to analyzing the processes for shipments. And our major focus is on ensuring that we can increase efficiencies for organizations. I'll give you a good example. One of the good things that we were able to do is folks will go in and say, hey, you know, we're shipping to this particular zone within North America, say the Northeast. We're doing everything two-day air. What would happen if we were able to do that via all of our shipments there via ground? The data will actually go in and tell you what that is and how much money they can save. And then a lot of organizations will say, let's adjust our processes so we're able to ship to that particular zone ground. And then they end up shaving a couple of bucks usually per shipment, and across 10,000 shipments a week or however many that happens to be, that can end up being a lot of money. So it's process flow and also removing some of those redundancies from organizations. So typically the way that it works is our analytics suite is free. We do that free for anybody that wants to do that. And then what we'll typically do is we add that onto our audit. So if we audit somebody's shipments, then the analytics just come completely for free, or even if they just want the analytics, we'll do that for free as well. So, and there's no upfront costs, no initial fees, just whatever we can save our clients money.
ZMAX is a global leader in rich media merchandising, especially for tablets and mobile commerce and Facebook commerce as well. So what that means is we can work with retailers to take their merchandise and put them into a very rich, engaging online catalog that immerses the consumer in the experience that that brand provides. And we've actually found that our retailers are seeing dramatic increases in their engagement with the consumer through these catalogs, as well as order value increases and conversion increases too. So they're turning more browsers into people who actually are buying. What we're looking at is a sample retailer that we've created to show the richness of the experience that ZMAGS creates for retailers. This is what a cover page would look like, and a retailer could really customize this front table of contents any way they want. But in this case, if I'm a consumer and I'm most interested in women's fashion, I can go right to that section. I have a controllable little dashboard here that lets me do things like share content. So I can share this catalog. I can also share any item in the catalog on Facebook. And then I can go back to the homepage anytime and add to my shopping cart anytime I want. There's also a thumbnail navigation feature to this, which lets you scroll very quickly and easily to see a preview of any page that's in the entire catalog. So if I see something that intrigues me, if I discover something, I can go right to the page that I'm interested in. But in this case, let's just go back to the home page, or to the fashion page that we were in. And I may want to be interested in buying this Marc Jacobs satchel here. The easiest way to do it would be to just drag and drop it right into this shopping cart, just like that. And then I can also see different views and angles for a shoe or any other product that might be on the site. And then this is another feature that is a buy-the-look feature, where we have all of the products that a model may be wearing available to buy all in one click. So the mascara, the eyeliner, the lipstick can all be bought all at once. You can see different views, again, different color options, again, without having to click off the page and wait for pages to load. And then we also have a way to show all of the products that are on a particular page, all within one view. I can see more information about a particular item. There it is. And here is my shopping cart with everything added to it.
Time now to check on how precious metals prices performed this past week. For all the latest industry news, be sure to check diamonds.net and follow us on Twitter and Facebook.